All right, so the next one, I'll just move right ahead. Patient-derived organoids. This is something, that's going to be a little bit of show and tell, but I think it's a really important technology that we all know about. Essentially, organoids are a three-dimensional culture system where you can grow normal intestinal mucosa and tumors in culture. I have no disclosure. So I'd like to talk about what are organoids, how do they facilitate genetic profiling, what can they be used for in terms of predicting or understanding responses to chemotherapy, and is there potential in precision medicine? And all those things, I think, are true. Basically, organoid technology builds on the fact that we know about the stem cells that reside in the bottom of the intestinal crypts. This is true in the stomach. It's true in the small intestine. It's true in the colon. It's really true in all the solid organs of the abdomen. There are these LGR5-positive stem cells, which are the generating cells for all the cells in your solid organs. And we can now characterize them. There's a lot of plasticity. It's complicated biology, but the principle is correct. These are the essential cells. And if you can learn how to maintain these cells, you can grow many guts. And the way you maintain them is providing the growth factors they need. And you can grow them in three-dimensional culture in Matrigel, which is a proteinaceous and glycoprotein three-dimensional mix. And they grow as little spheroids. And they form little lumens and little villi, like villus-like structures, and they form these mini guts. And they retain many properties of cell culture, and you can do things with them. You can stain them. You can sequence them. You can grow them. You can put drugs on them. And so organoid cultures not only are a way of mortalizing tissue, we could never do this until the last 6 or 7 years, but they're also cheap, easy, relatively cheap. The growth factors aren't cheap, but you can grow them and do experiments in high repetition. You can do high throughput drug screening. You can put them into mice. You can treat them in a tumor model in mice. You can give, and so they're very, and they're much more efficient. They have a success rate of 80-90%. Compared to PDXs, which were only, say, 20 to 30% at the most in rectal cancer. So they facilitate their ability to capture both normal and malignant cells and use them experimentally, and these are human tumors. The first point I'd like to make, and there's many papers published now, is that the organoids, although they do have sampling error, they don't sample all the clones in the tumor, but they are very reliable in reproducing the biology of the tumors. And this just shows their morphology, mutations, copy number, RNA profile is highly concordant with the original tumor. So they're good models. They also can be used for drug screening. And when you screen in vitro drugs against organoids and look for growth suppressing or cytotoxic effects, those findings can be replicated almost always in PDXs. So it seems to be even though it's an in vitro culture system, it's similar to an actual tumor structure. These I'm going to show several vignettes from a paper published in Science that they basically do reflect the clinical outcome. This is a study of patients who are receiving third or fourth line treatment for metastatic colon cancer. They got CT guided biopsies, they grew organoids, and they tested the drugs on organoids they were giving the patients in the clinical trials. And basically what they show is there's high concordance rate. If they respond to the organoids, you respond. If the if the tumor becomes resistant, the organoids become resistant. They did serial biopsies of the tumors through treatment and found a high concordance rate. Here, showing a development of drug resistance with gene amplification of the PI3C kinase gene that developed while on treatment. Similarly, when tumors respond heterogeneously, one liver met regresses, the other one stays, you grow organoids, you test the drugs, you find the responsive liver met responds to the organoid in vitro, this stable one less responsive. And this is true with a high concordance rate. In my own lab, we've been growing these, and as you know, tumors greatly expand the LGR5 stem cells. They're 60 to 80% stem cells for the most part. So this is a type of stem cell culture. What we're looking at is radiation responses. And in the interest of time, I'll just jump to the punchline. Small intestine is more sensitive to large intestine, both in mice and humans, as we know is true in biology. When you grow adenomas, they're highly resistant because they're more normal-like compared to cancers. And when you look at rectal cancers and you biopsy and grow them, you look at treatment-naive cancers on the left, there's a wide spectrum of response. Some tumors are very sensitive. Probably those will go on and are cured by watch and wait. Others are resistant. Those are the ones that either don't respond or get regrowth. And we think this is biologically valid because when we biopsy and grow tumors after they've survived radiation, the post-neoadjuvant patient, they're uniformly more resistant to treatment. And also we can correlate the response to DNA repair mechanisms. So I'll conclude by saying that human carcinomas can be grown as organoids. Their drug and radiation responses can be quantified accurately. The phenotype is stable. There's some heterogeneity of tumor responses that can be measured. Drug screening can be done, and there's huge potential. Thank you.